Yes, we started with Oxford Gemara till just before halfway down the page on Nonam Alayim. We saw Machlokes and Kiva and Mishmol. One of them holds that you're chayiv for Goy only Mishnah Shabbat, not Mishnah Yochid, and the other one holds that you're chayiv everywhere. And according to one of those circles, the other way around, that one of them holds your chayiv and you should say, Yochid and Marsh. So, I mean, the other one holds your chayiv. So, it depends who you're going on. According to Rabbo, Rabbo holds that if Shmuel holds your only chayiv and you should say, Rabbi, and you're not chayiv and you should say, Yochid. The Pasuk says, Ki yiche, iski kiel, iski psicha, lo loy, it's going to tell me, only chayiv and you should say, Yochid and you should say, Rabbi. You're not chayiv and you should say, Yochid. And if given to the new Chayim Mishnah Yochid as well, because it's Baal HaBoy. Baal HaBoy, Misha Yishli Bayi. Mishmah also, Baal HaBoy needs Takonah, it's got Takonah, it's made up. There's no right that you hold that it's a Boy Mishnah Yochid. So it comes out according to Rabbah, you have Mishmah holds your only Chayim Mishnah Yochid, and Kiva holds your Chayim everywhere. Contrary to Yosef, it was exactly the opposite. That everyone holds your Mishnah Yochid, your Chayim. Baal HaBoy, says Baal HaBoy. The Shaila is that Yochai also in Mishnah Sarabim. If Shmuel this time is more machme, he says Yochai in Mishnah Sarabim, he learns it from the word Kiyiche. Why is it say Kiyiche? Red says Kiyita. That might come to tell us that this is Kiyah Boroi. And the Gibbon says, no, I need it. I need that possible Kiyiche to tell me Chidush. Even if you dug that pit, it's good enough just to cover it. You might have thought, since you dug the pit, you have to fill up for completely. Kamashon, no, even if you dug that pit, it's good enough just to cover it. Right, and other words come tell me that even if it was already done before, it was covered and you uncovered it, you have to cover it again. So it comes out controversial that the Kiva holds the only Chayim Mishnah Yochid and controversial Yochid everywhere. Okay, now if you've got that background in your head, then you're able to carry on the next part of the month. If you don't have the background in your head, you better get it in your head very, very quick. Because there's no way you can answer the rest of the Gemara unless you have that back. Okay, so says the Gemara. We're going to track it through the Gemara all the way until the two dots. And then we're going to try and do tasis today. So, fasten your seatbelts. We are just above halfway down the page on the Nun Amud Aleph. Mesir, the first word of the line is Mesir. And he opens up into Rishus Yochid. So the Ikke is that we have to know. We learned the whole story already. The Ikke thing is the way the opening is. It doesn't really bother us where the actual pit was, but the Ikke is where the opening is. So if somebody dug a pit in Rishus Yochid, they opened up into Rishus Yochid.
Wondering, what's that scenario?
The opening of the pit.
Where did he start from? How?
Makes absolutely no difference where he started from. It's the opening in the surface. And the rest should be irrelevant.
Irrelevant,
right.
Even though they are going to talk about what's over the night sky, called a lamp of on his car.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with that.
Oh, yeah. So when we get there, you ask that question. It's a good question. Right now.
Okay.
The Ikizach is where you open the pit. We learned on the very first taste in the Sugya, and we'll read it again. The first taste is Mentes on the base. First taste of the Sugya, Mentes on the Klala de Nilsi. The Ikiz, the Klala, the rule is the general rule. The Chol Hashmite is the entire Sugya from the beginning until the end. Boy, Bosso, Hiskoy, Azni. The boy goes according to where its opening is. The next of our boy, Kiilu B'mokum Shepesach. The boy is considered as if it is where its opening is. Okay, so Mela, the Klal is, Rishus Yochid, you are, well, if it opens in Rishus Yochid, there's a din on Rishus Yochid. So now let's get back into our Gemara, the Nun Amud Aleph.
What's the
Kiddush
then? Why not?
It actually hits itself in the other part of the Kiddush. The opening is just with Takona. It hit itself on the Chavot or the Hevels of the other people. About it's a Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush.
Really? Or Hevel. Anyone we ask on the street, I'm sure we'll say that. Anyone, we ask anyone, any child on the street right now, We asked him, he'll say it goes based on the opening. Okay. It goes based. The chiddush is that even if the opening is somewhere else, maybe. Maybe even if the ground is somewhere else.
I'm
glad
you find
it simple. Is it bowl shaped?
Is it
bowl shaped?
What I know,
what
I know,
actually
not. Yeah, I would have thought so. But yeah, I think it's impossible. God Hashem has got past two or maybe. But this is very important. The text is felt there was a need to start off the sugya and clarify this point. 100%. It could be as we go along, maybe there'll be some casuals even on. But the cloud of the mill says you go on to the open. So, same thing tomorrow. Back to where we're going. We start from the first one of the Mesa, the triangle, at least the first line down today. Mesa. I feel you, boy, Risha Sayam, somebody who digs a pit in Risha Sayam, and we'll cross Koi, Risha Sayok, then the opening is in Risha Sayok. So, it is a boy in Risha Sayok, it's called, it's considered. Potter, you are Potter. And then you work out who is that shifter? Called your Potter in Risha Sayok.
So,
who holds your potter, which is the Ochid?
And that is Rabbi
Ishmael and Mishra. Rabbi holds your potter, which is the Ochid. Quite right. So, Hamesi, Achebebe, which is the Rabbi, and potter, which is the Ochid, potter. Rabbi Bishay, Rishay, Lassaki, I wonder if it's forbidden to do such a thing, because you mean Mazik, which is the Rabbi, Bishay, Mishay, Chalam, Tachos. I'm not to make a halal under Rishus Ramin, but nevertheless, you are still potter. Why? Because the boy, Rishus Yochid, you are potter.
Why does it throw that line in the chain of Rishus? There's no hesek in the Rishus Harabim.
You damage it. You damage Rishus Ramin.
Making a door, isn't that say for a cistern?
No, he didn't do it to help them. That's later on. Mm-hmm.
He had no right to do it.
He's a mazik. So he's mazik and then damaging the Rishus Rabbim.
But nobody
actually got hurt by it.
No chance of it. It's open.
Yeah. But him, because like, you damage him. Taking somebody's property, which is risky to the Rishus Rabbim, and he damaged it. Right? So the story of why the yeshiva said that they had the building on one side load and the building on the other side load, and they made themselves a tunnel underneath to join the two dining groups, and then one day they collapsed. Why? Because the ground was weaker, so they damaged the surrounding. So
there's a difference between my side, Mishra Sarabim, and something that's Hefker.
No. What do you mean by Hefker?
It's ownerless. Mishra Sarabim is owned by everybody?
Yeah.
The Hefker is owned by nobody?
Yeah. Yeah. Hefker is basically some pre or something, it'd be masquerades. But something which belongs to the whole entire community. You know, you've got particular ownership on it.
Particular ownership. There is
a
sense of communal ownership.
Excellent. Yeah, right. So some of you did that, even though it was all kind of third, you're still potter. Dog, excellent. Our favorite bonus, Shechem Ha'or, is only a bonus of Shechem Ha'or, which we wrote in Rashi on Mishnah. The bonus is deep down in the ground in a circular shape. Shechem is a rectangular shape, and Ma'oris are rectangular covered shapes. But Shus Yochid, somebody does that. Somebody who digs in Shus Yochid, or Bitzchoy Shus Yochid, they open up into Shus Yochid. Yochayev is such a thing. The openings in Shus Yochid, Yochayev, who's that Shus Yochid going like? Mishus Yochid, Asmuk of Mishus Rabbim, and third halacha, somebody who digs buries Mishus Yochid, which is near Mishus Rabbim. If you're going, Eila Pefer Ushim, she's actually digging in Mishus Yochid, but he has a legal right to do it. Because he's doing it for Ushim, he's doing it for foundation, which I have to do. So you are part. Okay, so basically, the Machai, she has a Machita, sorry, she has to be walking, Jesus, Jerry, all of them. To make it all day, even if you're doing a potion, you're going to be chayv until you make him a pizza, or the tent, or him to stop it from coming, or until you're marking, we mock and reach the dragon, or you are marking, you distance it from where people walk, or where animals walk, out of all 12 and 14. So now, the Gemara wants to bring down your third case. The Gemara seems to say, in the Brice, because Brice says that somebody digs for ocean, a special tool, because he's doing it for ocean. But otherwise, he would be chayv. So says the Gemara, type, the ocean. The only reason why we said he's bottom is because he's doing it for ocean. Well, out of the ocean, chayv, he would be doing for ocean if you're chayv. Oh, money. Who holds that? Who holds your chayv? You should say yochid. Who's the shit on the chayv? You should say yochid.
Well,
he's not great. I'm going to Rabba or I'm going to Reisif.
Everybody.
Everyone. So, Bishlam, how many? So, if we work with Rabba, we can read this price because Reisha and Ishmael will say the Reisha, the opening line of the price is very small, and the same for the last closing line of the price is very even. The opening line is said. Then you are chayiv in Rosh Hashanah. Well, that we've got a name for it. We'll call that Rabbi Yishmael. And the only name was your potter, which is the Ochid. The only name was your potter, which is the Ochid. Who's the opinion of your potter, which is the Ochid? Rabbi Yishmael. And who's the one who says that you're chayiv in Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Kiva. So this price is made up of two tanoim. The opening line says, If you'd be doing it otherwise, it'd be fine. Right, who's that girl in line? Come to Rabbi, who's that girl in line? Come to Rabbi, what's that Rabbi hold? No, you're high, and we're saying you are
higher. You should see that. Who knows higher?
Who knows higher? Come to Rabbi.
Rekiva.
So the opening line of the price is going to be small, and the concluding line is going to be Rekiva. Fucking Shmaya, at least we can name it, we can pin it down. But according to Elo, according to Erasiv, Bishlam is safer. That the concluding line that says that you'd be Chayim and Rishus Ayochid. That's the Devakur. Everyone holds that. According to Erasiv, everyone holds that. Elevation of the opening line and said that your bottle and your shazar, your thing too is that money, your shmabah, your kibbeh, it doesn't fit with not either shmabah or kibbeh, because it comes to Rabbi Yosef. Everyone holds your chayim. And your shazar, your thing is that. Amr Chab Yosef, the Kulam, Kulam, the Garkoli, the Mess, the time rising together like everyone. Everyone, we know already, contrary, everyone holds your chayim, you should see off it. And the opening words of the Christ said, the important is to be they're going to be. Says it made a very simple text. You know why? Because we don't make what's a napkin on the, not the boy, not the area. And I've also placed, that's what I'm saying, okay. Yeah, Risha, Risha, Shalaif, you know, you should know, you know, boy. Reish is talking about where he wasn't mafkir, not his rishus and not his boy. So if you're not mafkir the area around it, then you're not going to be chayv. Because if an animal would fall in, what could you turn around to say to that animal?
You're
right to be there, and therefore, zichah potter. So the opening line of the bright said, it said that your potter is going to kulei alma, because it's talking about you want to mafkir the area around it. So the animal has the right to be there. And the concluding line, it says, for pushing your pot about for everything else, Rosh Hashanah, you'd be chayim, is going like everyone. Very good. Okay, so we're going to answer this price is Martin. Both of them to Rabbi and come to Reis. Come to Rabbi, the opening line is going like every small, and the concluding line is going like every According to Rav Yosef, the entire price is going to Kule Alma. Omar Vashi Ashton, they couldn't come to Rav Yosef with the Vakar. Now that you said this price, come to Rav Yosef is going to be the Vakar. Rabbanami, lo you take for a Kitanoi. According to Rabbi as well, don't establish that it's going like a Machlokes Tanoi. You can make it go to Kule Alma. How? Well, we'll see. You can make it go, it fits in. Why? You don't have to make it two opinions. Mediration of Ishmael, say phenomenon of Ishmael. The opening line of the Bryce is of Ishmael. So this concluding line of the Bryce is also of Ishmael. What was the opening line? The Apotheon of Shasiyah. Yeah, of Ishmael, the Apotheon of Shasiyah. What was the concluding line? The Ushin of Apotheon. Mashma, Ewarat, Yechayim. The time of the Ushin. Olam, Loshin, Chayim. Kidoi, the Alba, Arubukhi, Vishasarabi. Which you made the area greater for Shatav. It means basically you set aside part of your one second, I always get it wrong around. There's a problem here in the Bach and the Rashi. The Bach understood it means our Chavokh Shatav means that you designated some of your land for Shatav, made the Shatav bigger. You made the Shatav bigger, and therefore the area next to your pit was bemet Rosh Hashanah. And that's why it's going to be high. Because it's going to be high because it was Rosh Hashanah. Where the person fell in was Rosh Hashanah. Abba Chavuch Rosh Hashanah means you extended the Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Bach explains the Gemara.
Not to the Ushin.
So the reason why you're not high is because you did the Ushin. And therefore you have a Ptoh, even though you extend the Shazam, and therefore Shazam basically you're walking there, but since you're doing an ocean, it was okay. But otherwise, if it wasn't ocean, you'd be chayim. Why? Because the met it's a bori in the Shazam. It's a bori in the Shazam, because the entire area, next, all that area, you made into the Shazam, you told everyone that you can go there. And therefore, into the Shazam, you're going to be chayim, Shalja chayim. So the ratio is going like Mishmal, and the same with going like Mishmal, we don't need to make it that the Bryce made up of two different tonight. Okay? Fine. That is the Gemara until here. So we had a Bryce that we thought it was Shrek according to Rabbi Yosef. We answered Rabbi Yosef, and then after that, we made Rabbi a bit better. Now, one more Bryce. Basically, I pray for both Rishi Tayaki, or Peace for Rishi Tayaki. Somebody who dug a pit in Shazam and opened it up into Shazam.
Where's the Mesa?
The first word on the line is the Lushin. Mesa, Yafrika, by Rishazayokin. The piece called Shazam, Chai, you open up into Shazam, so you're going to get Chai, who's that going like? Who's the going like? You open up into Shazam, who's the going like? Every two, Abba, everyone. You come to Yosef. According to Rabbi, very small, hold your pot in Shasayachit, and according to everybody, according to Yosef, who holds your pot in Shasayachit?
Oh,
hi. Who holds your pot? No one, right? So, what's going to be the question? How's your Yosef name with this price? And Bisham, the Rabbi, could I be small? He's a Givalik, Zoe Mishmai. And Yosef, what are we going to do? Bisham, Risha, the opening line of the price that said, that you dig in Shazam Yechayim, that can go to Rishmal. And a safer money, no Rishmal, but I keep it. That doesn't really come to everyone. Because both of Rishmal and Rikive agree that Yechayim is Shasiyachi. And here we're saying that your bottle, Omar Achor, he, Rav Yosef, will answer you, but Chayf Elohim is about going, that it's going. We're talking about a case where you dug Elohim and you learned already. If you're digging for foundations, there's one of the special taconists. So they said you're exempt from any damages that might occur due to that. Therefore, contributing one or two as well. Comes out, we haven't got any brakes that supports one opinion over the other. We're left with this modic machlokes. Who's the Mishnah going like? Our Mishnah. Go back to our Mishnah. Who's the Mishnah going like? If it's not going to be
there,
we don't know yet.
According to the Bible,
I think. What do we know yet? Speak out. According to... we know what Mishnah said. Yachai Mishnah Tzvam and Yachai Mishnah Tzvam. Which time is that going on?
According to Rabbi Tzvam.
According to Rabbi Tzvam.
According to Rabbi Yosef, it's Rabbi Shmuel.
Excellent. Very good. That's right. So you only know.
Don't know who's right.
Ah, who's right? That's all right. Hey, wait a minute, give a
hand. Oh, yeah?
Okay. Let's see them. Very good. We've got some rashes to see. Bottle. In the middle of the page, slightly above. It's in line with the last narrow line of the Gemara. Rashi Bottle. Also, you're not on there, Philip, Bishusay. It's going on the first word of the break. If somebody falls in to a pit, that the opening was in Bishusay, you're getting his bottle. You're not on there, Philip, Bishusay. So, good day, Doc. Philip, Bishusay, bottle. We thought, even if you're not here, you're sure it's your bottle. You did want not be sure it's your bottle, because the animal shouldn't have been there. Everyone would hold such a thing. But even if you were mafkrishus, you're still bottle. Why? If you're mafkrishus, you're bottle. Why are you bottle?
Because
you're shal shita, and by mishnah surrounding your bottle. Right? Right? We still don't know yet why we should hold that.
No.
But we should be off the bottle.
Yeah,
very good. So he also saying the chat that Rashi said, he made it nine. We'll see today if Tasha doesn't like it. We'll see. Bottle, not on there, Pilgrim, you should say, so good night, Tom. I feel it, you should see your bottle. Aval in Nifrisom, a Camille. But if the covering that you made, it's really the, if you have a pit, so the top of the pit, I don't know how you say that in English. The roof of the pit, right? Yeah. You dug a pit going down, right? A shaft going down from Rishus Yavim into under the Rishus Yavim. If you look up now, you'll see the ceiling of the pit, which is really the ground of the Rishus Yavim, right? That's called the Kamir. That area there is the Kamir, right? So if that would collapse, Shekoma. The Kiso, the Shutzirabim. If that was collapsed, that means that was that he had made a covering of that covering, the Shutzirabim. Chayiv, you would be Chayiv. Why? The Aitana Sova, you would the boy, the Shutzirabim. This Tana holds that you're Chayiv, opening the Shutzirabim. So if you fall into the opening of the opening that you made in the Shutzirabim, play a bottle. If the way the person, that animal fell into the pit was because that ceiling that he made of the pit was not a very strong one, and therefore it collapsed, and therefore a person fell in through the Rishus Rabim, he would be high, because by Rishus Rabim, you are high. For those who wanted to know exactly how they built this pit, this Rashi is a Gilu. Rashi says he actually made the ceiling. It wasn't that he channeled out, like he had some type of mold that digs out the ground underneath. Rashi says he actually made that covering. So he obviously had uncovered the whole pit and dug out a pit, it was all open. He then covered the area of Shusyamim and left the opening in Shusyam. If that covering that he made collapses, then he would be high. Right, Rashi Roshan, then she come up and kiss it. She covered up. As he finds any reason. Okay, the ocean. The soy, the famous bay soy, albany colorich of Abai's Yitzhushusai. What's ocean? Ocean are the foundations for the wall of his house, which goes along the whole wall of his house, the whole width of his house next to Yitzhushusai. Where do we find such a word of ocean? Sounds a funny word. The Chavayu Bim Sefer Ezra. It's found in the Sefer of Ezra, which if you look in the Ezra Perek Dalet, it might be Daniel. Ve'asher yechitu b'gemara nofar al shisa. Okay, so one bit in Ezra says the Moshe Shisa, Ezra is written in Aramaic. And also in the Gemara in Brachos, it says also the Rosh Hashita. Hashita means the wall, so the foundation. Shite. So you're potto. Why? Why? Why are you potto? Behind an army, Gerfefe boy, Bereshutai. You dig a pit in Ushin, for Ushin, that's digging a pit in your own rishus. This is a Bible. Got a rishus. Behind Bereshutai. The Lematina mean when they might boys be so you can't say why are you there? Why can't he say why are you there? When he dug these foundations, why can't he say to the people why are you there?
Because they're borderline.
It's borderline, right? Borderline. You want to really mafke the rishus, but it's automatically mufka. Right? Automatically mufka. He made these foundations right adjacent to Shatrari. People are walking along and they fall inside. So obviously you can't say my body is coming, why are you there? I'm there because I was walking with Shisarabi. And him goes there.
So why is Rashi saying the Ipkinish so?
It's like he says.
He's saying why the Ipkinish so. Where's his eye?
No, so before that, I didn't only care. Care, sorry for boy, Rashi. It's like somebody did the bit in the Mishus, which is a case of it's got a Mishit, and he was mafke the area adjacent to it. This is like that. If you dig a bit in your should say you're mafka the area around it, you can't say to the person why did he fall inside it. If you dig next to Shus Rabbi, you have the same thing. You can't say to the person why next to it, why did you fall inside it. How can I mean they want to make a long or horrible man to fall as possible? You also can't say why did your animal walk on the edge? That was Shus Rabbi. And the time the ocean, she died fast, came in and we shared, tell me because. He was an ocean, that's why he's potter. He wasn't a bishan, it's normal to do it. Hola, the ocean chayim. Ah, the man. Boy, we should say chayim. You see a boy in your shows, you're chayim. The conservation is safer. The ratio told me that if you dig a boy in your shows, you're potter. And the safer told me, you're chayim. Yossi, why are you potter? We should see how to do it again. Remind us.
His father was just a yachid in the sheep of Rabbah because he was making a time. I'm allowing you to come into my area. So long as you don't try to take me to court.
Makes sense here? Yeah. But it was going to make sense. What you just said?
It doesn't make sense.
He died right next to Shusarabi. He died right next to Shusarabi. The Gemara asked him. That Kondrebi Shmali should be potter, and the Gemara said, "Yechai." So why Gemara asked, "Kondrebi Shmali should be potter"? Was he mafke the area around it? Could make any Tanai?
No.
What did he do? He dug next to Rishus Rabbi. So what's your Tanai?
It's a communal Tanai. It's a communal person. The citizens, the government allows everybody.
Rishus. Sure, if it wouldn't be for Hashem, the Bichai, and the Gemara said, "Come to Bishma, and it should be potter. Even when you're not doing the Hashem, it should be potter." That was the Gemara's question. That bit, we don't understand the Risha. Okay, that's a Bishma, but the Sefer we say doesn't pay with the Bishma. Why? Because the boy in Rishus say Yochid, and you see Yochayim, it doesn't fit in with the Mishmar. But if the reason why your potter in Rishus say Yochid is because when I was in Mafri, I made the Tanai and said, I'm willing to be Mafri in that area around him, and not on my expense. If I dig right next to Rishus Rabbi, I didn't make any Tanai. So of course it should be Chayim. And the Gemara here is saying, "Go to Rishmal, you're potter if you dig next to Rishus Rabin." Nachon? The Gemara is saying that. Go to God, right? It says, "We pushing your potter, but otherwise you'll be chayim." Right? And that doesn't fit in with Rabbi Shmal, says the Gemara.
According to the Rabbi,
under Rabbi, it doesn't fit in with Rabbi Shmuel.
Well, but because it's along the border, though, isn't that considered like it's the Rishus Rabbim? So he's digging the Rishus Rabbim, and I thought that...
Well, he dug in his own Rishus. It's foreseeable that somebody would fall in, nachon?
Yeah.
Right. And the end of the Gemara says, the country of Mishmal should be potter. So why did Mishmal say you're potter, Rishus Yochid? Yossi told us because he made some type of tonight when he was mafka the area around it. It's not relevant. He didn't make any tonight. He dug next to Rishus Yochid. So there's no mafka, there's no hefka. So you should be chayim. Mishmal should hold your chayim. In this Gemara, you see, not like us before, in this Gemara, you see, it's a question of Rush. In this Gemara, you see, Rabbi Shmuel holds your potter and Rishus Yochid for some other reason. Not because that it's a tonight that I made that I want to be masking myself. Not because of that. Because in a case where you dig right next to Rishus Yochid, you should be, the Gemara says, it's a good Rabbi Shmuel, it should be potter. And they wasn't masking anything. Make it in tonight. Okay. So this is a big ride. So if you bound together around there, the Shema holds the reason why your partner is the object is for some other reason, not for the reason that Yossi was saying before.
Rashi
said before.
Rashi spiro to Rashi?
To Kasha Rashi.
I just answer it.
It's a bit tremendous question. Rashi. It means when we learn the sugya to begin with, says Rashi, the reason why you should hold your potter, you know why you hold your potter? Because he was very generous and he was mafki his area. And since he was mafki there, he said, okay, I'm keeping for myself the source to be able to be exempt from damages. I was mafki, but not to get a chiyuv, not to get punishment, not to have to pay.
This is not Mishnah.
No. That's the case where you start mafka.
No, 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 but
and if that's true, then if somebody digs right next to Rishus Yochid, should certainly be chayav in kontra Mishnah. If that's true. And the Gemara here says clearly not like that. The Gemara says if you dig right next to Rishus Yochid, if it's the Oshin, you're potter, you've got a right to do that. If it's not Oshin, you're going to be chayav even according to. The Gemara says it should be five. The Gemara says it doesn't pay him with every small. Ocean is there were certain takonas, communal.
Why do they make a different takana for the Ocean?
Because people have to be able to support their buildings.
So maybe it was obvious when there was Ocean, there was a building going on. So people that was
Ocean. That's what it says. Ocean your pot. It's a deer. Ocean your pot.
Right.
But other cases where
the dog is where it's a hazard that you can take the ocean. There was obviously other building stuff going on.
Yeah, okay. Rashi said why, but Ocean was that there's an agreement of community matters that we agree that this happens. You're adding to it. Some more kind of has to be, but in a case where it's not ocean,
same level of hazard as a regular bore.
Yeah. So something digs a long trench along the street. An animal falls in. What's going to be that? Lachar Kunja Bishmal. Along it, right there on his border, he makes a long trench and an animal falls in from the Shazram into his property. What's going to be that? Lachar Kunja Bishmal. The Gemara understood that Bishmal would hold because Rabbah is it. It'd be potter. Only by the Gemara said, Ushin, you're potter. Other cases, you're chayim. And that's not matim according to Rabbi Shmuel. That was the Gemara's question. It's not matim according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you should be potter. Right? What the Gemara is saying, what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. The Gemara says, by Ushin, you're potter. By every other case, you're chayim. It shouldn't be like that. What should be the dinner of Rishmal? Your bottom. Because it's Rishus Yochid. So we're asking why. In this case, he wasn't mafke any area around it. So he couldn't make any tanai. If the only reason why your bottom is Rishus Yochid is because you make it tanai, then it should be chayim. And the Gemara is saying that the Rishval is a potter. That's the cash on Rash. The cash takes it out of the top of the Omid, takes it in the Omid at it, at the top of the Omid. Very top takes this. The Boger Shusai, Fish with Kutras, the Ksava, this is what Rashi explained. The Ksava Rishmael. Then the Afkarim Rishusai, when I was Mafki, they around it. Loi, Lechaim, Anom, Ezeka. I after in a well done, and I didn't do it. I wasn't accurate in order to become liable. Mashma, it's apparent from Rashi. Rashi meant to say in Soma Chaboy Mitzkeila Loshesayavim. If you would have dug the pit right next to the Rishesayavim, right adjacent to Rishesayavim, and even Rabbi Shmuel would chayev kodeyav. Even Rabbi Shmuel would say, Achayev. Don't worry, Rashi.
Why?
You tell me why.
No, and the second he actually forgoes his ownership of the property around this
place. Which property around the pit did he forego?
He said when he gave up Rishus.
But if you think the next to Rishus
Rabbah. No, but that is the case of Rishus Rabbah, adjacent to the pit. Right next to the pit. He relinquished control.
No. What would be the case where he didn't relinquish any control? He just simply dug right next to Rishus Rabbah. Right adjacent to Rishus
Rabbah. It would be like this pit, I would say, no?
It would be like?
Like this, oh.
It wasn't mafia.
He did do it, it's not.
Right.
There's a red good sign.
Yeah. It wasn't mafia, anything to make it from. So Rishus, you come to Rashi, you'd be a
chayim.
First of all, Mashma from Rashi, in that case, it would be chayev. First of all, Taisa says two questions. What are the two questions? One second. Ask the question at the end of what Taisa said. The A Mashma. First of all, the first question of Taisa is A Mashma. What does that mean? Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say that. Rabbi Shmuel says, Barish is the apostle. Doesn't say, called you tonight or anything. Hey, Mashmaki, sounds like it's a blanket name of Rabbi Shmuel. One question. Second question. Oh, there was some of Omar. Very soon, the Gemara says, it's what we just learned now. Halav le'ushin chayiv. If it wouldn't be pushing, it'd be chayiv. V'oi imar rabba. And Rabba said, that's going like a bekeeper. But Rabbi Shmuel, Mashmaki, the bottom. Rabbi Shmuel would be meant to say, your problem. Well, that's Mamish and Steve, to what Rashi just said. Therefore, because of this kasha, Taisa said a whole new pshat, why Rishon also did potter? Confounding a pshat. If Shmuel holds a god, do you know why? Why you potter? Not because I was mafki and I made the t'nai my efter. Even if they're not Mishon, I'm going to be potter. Why? Yishloima, dahayim, otayim, Mishon, domare, tercho, vishusi, my boy. I can say to you, why are you there? Why was your show in my pit? Why am I showing the pit? I'm right next to the Shusravim. No. Shaloi Hoyal al Yiskarim called Kafi to Rishusi, Shetipo the boy. If Shmuel holds that if I dig a pit next to Shusravim, the Tmira, the Taina, is on the Bala Shoy. Why do you let your animals walk so close to my pit? It's their fault. Why do you make them walk so close to my pit? My Rishus. Shouldn't have come so close to my Rishus? Had you kept your distance, you're going to fall on in my bed. The Mela, that's the time. Why did you walk so near my Rishus? Okay, and therefore we understand now, Kunda Mishma, wherever you dug your pit, if it's in your property, you're going to be potter. Yeah? Wherever you dig it, if it's in your property, you're going to be potter. Because you've got Taina on the Bala Shoy, you should have wanted the animal not to come so close to my property. If you keep your distance from my property, you won't get harmed by my property. Okay? That's Givaldic. That's what Taisis is chat. Now we have Machlikis. Now she says, why are Mishmal hold your pot and Rishus Yom?
It's Givaldic.
It's Givaldic.
A definition of Rishus Yom is they have permission to be there.
That's what you would have thought, right?
Yeah.
That's why it's Givaldic.
And Rishus Yom, they have permission to dig up
there. Right.
I want to.
Nachon. Which one wins? Let's just remind ourselves, what animal fell in the pit? What animal fell in? A piker?
No, of course.
A cherish, right? A dumb animal. So we can't have a time on the animal, why the animal went so close to my rishus, because the animal's got no seichel, it would walk right close to the pit as well, it would fall in the pit. When we're talking about the time is on the balabait. On the balabait, the balashoy. He should have looked after his animals to stop it from coming so close to somebody's rishus. You don't know what's that person happening to rishus. Maybe he's got landmines. I don't know. You keep away, keep a distance. Don't walk so close to that rishus. Wow. Chiddush. Torah is just in my body. I've got a time on you. Why do you show it my rishus? Even though I dug right next to rishus rabbin, you should have kept aside, kept away from rishus rabbin. Huh? So, very good. Everything's possible for us. So please, so we got my chiddush Rashi Tosis in the svar and Mishma. Why do Mishma say your potter and rishus say yochid? Is it based on a possible? Why does Shmuel say your potter is just yochid? Is it based on a possum?
Yeah.
You would say not. You're right. Right. It's not based on a possum. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not according to Rava. The reason why your potter is just yochid is based on a svar. Either come to Rashi for some svar when you were mafki, you kept it for yourself. Or according to Tosis, it's smart that I don't know the show should look after the show better and not make it count so close to Rishus If you're chayv just for digging when it's not even your pit, because we're in your pit, you should be chayv, right?
But the Tzaddis say that.
If I like to fire my rishus and the wind takes it out of chayv, you can't do anything in my rishus.
That's when a fire leaves your rishus.
You
didn't leave any my rishus. You came to my rishus. You came to my fire. I mean, thank you.
If you had the right to come there, then yes, if you were making
it. You have a right to come there.
If somebody's got radioactive waste right by his rishus, and because of that, people are getting affected by it, because it's chayav.
That's leaving his rishus.
No.
That's leaving his rishus. If my pit is in my rishus, you're not leaving. It's there. You're coming to it. There's no time to say.
If somebody digs a pit right next to a sloping road, where therefore people like lose this grip, they fall straight into the pit. It's also be chayav.
Yeah,
why not? I'm proving it for Rashi. That the Be'etzim, you would be a chayv in a burning rishus. You would be a chayv in a burning rishus, if not for the fact that it's svara otherwise. Either when I was mafkri, I had my legal loophole, or when I have a time on you, why did you come so close? Right? That's the first in the shayim here. Rashi takes this. And then I got possible man avoid to tell me that your svaras are wrong. Or possible saying, despite your svaras, you're still going to be a chayv. But according to Shmuel, since I've got these svaras, that tells me you can't learn from Rishus Rabbin to Rishus Yom. But otherwise, it wouldn't be a svara or not. Okay, so let's ask again. Why, according to Shmuel, you potter Rishus Yom? Is it based on
svara?
Svara. What's wrong with
that? I'm asking. I think David was asking as well. Why can't we say the baseline is this? We're looking for a pasuk. Okay, so we find a pasuk. The pasuk is only talking about, according to the sheet, it's talking about something specific. There's Rishus Rabbin. We're saying, oh, you see, the pasuk is only talking about Rishus Rabbin. So therefore, we should say, oh, not. Now we need a reason. Why not? We say svara. Not that you're just coming up with a svara, right? You're looking at the pasuk first. You say, what is the pasuk talking about?
No. Okay. There's something called the binyan. You learn from one to another. And if you have a reason, say otherwise. You learn from one another. It says we should say, I'm going to say we should say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, tell me otherwise. If anything is a koski, They're ready to chayv when it's not even your boner. So certainly, if it's my property, I should be chayv. If it's a hazard, if it is a hazard, right? And I tell it's a hazard, certainly should be chayv. Mashalom, that you are potter because of one of these two swaps. Right? In the end of the day, once you have these two swaps, and once you have taken the swap, then the met, I'm potter because it wasn't a hazard, because you shouldn't have gone there. And that's why I'm potter. Shouldn't have been there.
That completely wipes away the Rishim.
Why?
Because according to Tosfos, the Rishims are irrelevant because they have no right to be there anyhow. So who cares if there's Rishim and Hajj?
Very good. Is it Tainer? I can answer Yeshua's Tainer. Yeshua's asking, according to Tosfos, why then the special matter of Rishim? Anyway, he has the right to be there. Who can answer Yeshua's
Tainer?
Why do you need a special head of Ushin? You're not wrong, what you're saying. You're not. That's what the final answer to the Gemara is like that. But the answer before that. Why do I need a special head of Ushin? Typically, the animal shouldn't have walked so nearby. So David answers, we're talking about A3, expanded the Rishis, and therefore the animal was allowed to go there. But there was another answer in the Gemara before that. It's going to be Kiva. This Gemara is going to be Kiva. Indeed, that's what the Gemara said. It's going to be Kiva, and Kiva holds that it doesn't hold the Mitzvah. If Kiva holds it, the Rishis Rami got right to go. That's what the Torah is about our book. And for us, in a special hat, very good.
I didn't see the question.
Zira, you have the svara of places. An animal is not meant to walk so near, it's just the obvious. So, why is it necessary for a special tool like Ushin? Ushin said, because it's the dare to make foundations there for your pot. Typically, everyone. Even if it wasn't Ushin, it'd be potter because the animal shouldn't have walked so nearby. That's the question. And the answer is that this also tastes of the Nerevi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva was saying, Rabbi Kiva holds that both Rishis HaYochid, even adjacent to Rishis HaYochid, you are going to be chayv. Meila, very good. Now we understand why Ushin is special acting in Ushin. Ushin. For Rabbi Kiva.
That's only Rabbi Kiva.
Only Rabbi Kiva. Okay, very good. Now, one more tesis that I want to jump to is now the second tesis in the testament base, the second of the tesis that we have to learn in the testament base, which is the rabbi, the muscle which is the rabbi. It's actually the fifth tesis on the testament base. Now, of the ones we have to learn, it's the second one, which is the rabbi, and
it's
the yachid. It
says
cool tesis. Obviously, from the mission.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Right. Pesach Kuntz, I hope you didn't do the first two tastes.
That was on a different sutra.
Very good. Pesach Kuntz, the Hefke Rishutzai. The Mishnah said, they dug it in Rishutzai Rabim, and they opened it out into Rishutzai Yochim. That's going back into the Mishnah. Yaakov, we've gone back to the Mishnah on the Testament base. So the Mishnah said, if you dug in Rishis HaYochid and you open up into Rishis HaYochid, what's the din? You dug in Rishis HaYochid, what's the Mishnah say? Mishnah says,
five
all cases. Okay. Not okay.
Yeah,
five. Right. Mishnah, what's the case where you dug it into Rishis HaYochid? Now, based on what we just learned, what would be the case that you're chayiv if you dig it into Rishis HaYochid? Rishis HaYochid, Rishis HaRami, and a piece of Rishis HaYochid, you are chayiv. What's the case?
From Rishis HaYochid to Rishis HaYochid?
No. You dug a bit in Rishis HaYochid, and Rishis HaRami, and the opening is in Rishis HaYochid. Where is the opening? How far into Rishus Yochid?
As far as one.
As far as one. What happens if it's right next to Rishus Rabin?
Then it's considered Rishus. If it's Rishus, it might not be. If it's not Rishus, then if you're not, it is Rishus.
Right. And if they come to Yakutai, if you dig, if you're opening it right next to Rishus Rabin, and it's not the Rishin, it wasn't the Rishin here, so maybe you would be high. If you look at Rashi, you have to Rashi thing. Where was the opening? Look at Rashi. Rashi, Rishus Rabin, Gisa Rishus Yochid. It's the first word in the line is the
Seder.
How many boys Rishus Yochid? For Hifki Rishus, who is Mafki Rishus, says Rashi. I mean, to go to Rashi, where was the opening? Deep inside, right? Deep inside, you're Mafki Rishus. So tell us about it better. Why does Rashi talk about it? Say, so open that, right next to Rishus Rabin. Why do you have to talk about Hefka? Why talk about Hefka, my father? Says Tosfos, Beish Rishus Rabin, Beish Rishus Rabin. Says Tosfos, Roa Adinim, Itchila Somche Rishus Rabin. Same would be if you open that right next to Rishus Rabin. Well, the Hutz, after the first, Beish Rishus Rabin, the Farish, Beish Rishus Rabin, Rashi didn't need to explain that we're talking about Yomach Rishus. The only reason why he did is, Ela, only be shown, the Mashmele Elishna, the Pulse, learn, Rishus Yochid. Rashi understood that the Loshen, the open to Rishus Yochid, is Mashma, the Emta Rishus Yochid. Is Mashma in the middle of Rishus
Yochid.
Rashi says, places, I mean, Lehutzah, I'm going back from the Lehutzah. Lehutzah for Farish. Rashi didn't need to explain that we're talking about Behif Rishus Yochid. The only reason why he did explain it that way is because the Mashmale, he understood Lishno, the Pischoi, Le Rishus Yochid, the expression of opening up to a Rishus Yochid is the Emtzah Rishus Yochid, means it's in the middle of Rishus Yochid. That's how Rashi understood the words of the Mishnah. Oh, how's he? Why is it Mashmale? Because the Mochach, the Gemara, like the Gemara is Mochach. Where's the Gemara Mochach? Well, we learned just before. Victoria, because the Mishnah, the Gemara said, on the Nun Aleph, Rishus Rabin or Pasul Rishus Yochid Potter. Remember the first opening line of that crisis which we started today. First opening crisis, first opening line. Then you remark, you pray for your bone Rishus Yochid, and you open the up into Rishus Yochid in your Potter. How did that work according to Reb Yosi? Why are you Potter if you open up into Rishus Yochid? Why were you Potter? What was chatting the opening line of the Brights, huh?
Right.
Gemara, how does that work according to Reb Yosi? Because Reb Yosi, you're always Chayim.
He did Mafki.
He wasn't Mafki. What wasn't he Mafki? What was he not Mafki?
The area around it.
The area around it, right? That's what my answer is. We're talking about you weren't mafka the area around it. That means the words ubisro lurishus yochid meant that there was an area around it to be mafka or not. So says Rashi, that's why Rashi says here as well, ubisro lurishus yochid the same way. Bemet, I love the mice, no mafka minim. If you dig right next to you, you dig in the middle. It's the words lurishus yochid sounds like deep inside Rishus Yochid. How do we know that? From the Gemara, which we started today, for Bisrael Rishus Yochid, which we established meant he wasn't mafki the area around it. It means there is an area around the pit.
Isn't there a difference?
One second. Let's finish this and ask you a question, okay? 1 second. Kedemochak be Gemara, the Tony Birishus Rabin of Bisrael Rishus Yochid, Potom. The Moiki, we established. Not the area, not the actual area around it. So you see, Lerishus Yochid means that there's an area around it that's still there to be mafkid. Right? And not that you built dug it right next to Rishus Yochid. Because of the origin of the Gemara there, that no one would have thought, we thought you were mafkid area around it. That's because you know why you thought that you weren't mafkin, or that you were mafkin, is because he understood the words of Pisrael Lurish Siyachin means The emza is shusa yochanes. The middle of shusa yochanes. Okay, so it's just learn. If you want to open up your dictionary, the then you heard the dictionary wherever you got. So the translation of the word learn is shusa yochanes. It means in the middle of shusa yochanes. So that's what it means. And therefore, that's why Rashi explained it that way. Yes, Ashad, now you can all ask the questions you wanted to ask.
Oh, you ask us just, I want to ask you. There's no difference between the lip and the edge of Bayou, meaning the case of where he's a masker versus the case where he has no right to masker, is not exactly the masker. In the case of masker, I would say there's a big difference for that, which is by the masker case, because he can say, I did it like Bayou, I mean, I'm not. But here, I don't know
which night. Right, that's what you could have said. We could have possibly said that. Rashi did seem to say that. We had the right to play tomorrow, not that. The R says, if you dig adjacent to Shusarabi, adjacent to Shusarabi, and come to Rishman, it would be possible. So if Mara had said that, was this top taste, I said, or something like that. So if Mara's throwing out this swar, not every swar that we could say is necessarily S. Continue. If you take a Jason Shusarab and Rishwab and say, okay, continue. I think that's smart. But the Gemara is in the Rishwab that we talked. So we see that's not the smart. It's not the smart because you've already made your market. It must be a new smart. So if there's a new smart, yeah, but met. The smart is there, it doesn't disappear. The task is that the guy should have protected his own animal to walk in circles. Okay. That's where we're going to stop today. This Gemara from the two dots on the bottom of Nonon with Aleph. Tonar Abon Maisi Bebitoi, you can skip it. From Tonar Abon Maisi Bebitoi, you skip it until the Mishnah. All right, Tonar Abon Maisi Bebitoi. From Maisi Bebitoi.
It's the same.
Yes, that's right. Okay. And then in the Mishnah. And then from the Mishnah, go on again. Okay?
So Mishnah, we should start.
I'm saying, I'm just telling you what you shouldn't be doing. What you should do that, you know already, but what you shouldn't do is from this Tana Rabban, from the two dots, of Nun Amud Aleph, until the Mishnah, we're skipping in the Chazal. We did it first, and the Chazal, we're skipping. And then, carry on in the front of Mishnah. So, obviously you have to get to the two dots. If you have time to do the tasting, Ma'atoy, and from the Gemara, this next Gemara is the Kavata, Ayabel, so, now it's Shmuel. Okay, Mr. Parents, you should have a wonderful day.
So, we're in Syria?
See you on Tuesday. Give me time to get
this one.